This is not. This probably would have
been. All right. Okay, somebody's mic is a little hot. We're good. Hello. We'll get it going. We'll adjust on the fly.
There you go.
And three,
we're athletic trainers.
Two, one. Good morning, NATA 2018, and we're here once again at the Podcast Lounge, brought to you by Dragonfly Max. And we have royalty. Dare I say royalty?
I would say Kathy's royalty.
Definitely. And I know this to be true just in the Houston area alone.
Do you have your tiara, Kathy? What about the sash?
I think we need to move on.
Okay, moving on. What we're talking about this morning here on the Sports Medicine Broadcast, coming to you live, sponsored by Dragonfly Max. What we have here is everyday athletic trainers like myself, like you, that have, I don't know if you say worked your way up, lucked into it, drew the short straw. I'm not, however you want to say, but we have former Texas State Athletic Training Association, El Presidente, right here, Ms. Kathy Supak. Okay, she's royalty. And then we have Mike Carroll from Graham High School. He's on the BOC board. And then we got Tony Fitzpatrick. He's District 10 Director and also on the board as well.
Yes.
Okay.
He's NATA board.
NATA board. Okay, so we're kind of representative at a very high level of being a part of these professional organizations. But all of you high school athletic trainers?
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. For $500, Alex. So we'll start with the queen herself, ladies first, right? So, Kathy, dare I say, how did you get into this mess?
You know, I grew up in a family. My dad was a state official. And so public service came first. So, actually started my first, I was student president at SWATA my senior year of college. And, you start there, you start volunteering. And
So you've always been very active.
Very active.
In whatever professional organization you can be a part of.
I'd be on a committee and, never go to the restroom during committee meeting because you come back and all of a sudden you're chair of that committee.
Yep, you're the first one out.
You're first one out.
You're the first to go to the bathroom, so you're the first one to go out.
That's exactly right. But if you can't ever complain if you're not willing to volunteer and make a difference. So
I can't agree more. Within the day and age of social media, you guys understand it. While access to your local, state, regional athletic training groups is at an all-time high. It's also a place for people to vent, but if they're not serving, if they're not volunteering, if they're not contributing actively to what you guys are doing, even down at the smallest level in their local association, are they really making a difference? Now, Tony, how about yourself? How did you get here?
Well, I took a plane from Boise. No.
Wrong question.
Okay. I just have to say I'm just in awe of sitting next to the queen herself. Don't kick me. So
you know what I love about this? And really, this is a great point to make. You can't serve in these capacities without making lifelong friends.
No. And that is, fast forward, that's the benefit. I mean, that is seriously the best part of volunteering. And really, it's because of that, my mentor, Gary Craner at Boise State University, that's what he kept talking about. Were the relationships plus strong-arming me into getting involved when I was a student at Boise State. He challenged me to do things and to not just think outside of the box, but just to get out of my comfort zone, that athletic training, the profession, was as much about our association as well. He just drove it home to me that one can't survive without the other. He used the analogy of, veins and arteries. You got to have both in order for it to survive. And so that was just always instilled in me early on, 1985, and I've just kept going at it. He just kept pushing and kept pushing. And then got to a point where there was no longer a push. It became addictive to be a part of our association, to volunteer, whether it was with meetings, writing a newsletter, legislative stuff because you figure out really fast you're not doing it by yourself.
Right.
And you do make friends at your local level, throughout the state, in your district. And I am a very fortunate man to we cut each other up. We make fun of each other. I like Brussels sprouts. They don't.
There's no reason to like Brussels sprouts.
But, I mean,
I'm with it.
These people are dear friends. They're like brothers and sisters to me. And so that's how.
Without a doubt, I guarantee you didn't get this camaraderie your first year of doing this. And it was after multiple years and multiple times of seeing one another at conventions just like these. You develop that over time. And we live in a society of, let's address today. Let's address 2018, if we will. I'm going to click a button, get what I want, see what I need to see, do what I need to do. And I can actually be your friend without ever shaking your hand. That's the society we live in. So somewhat of a lost art to get this camaraderie that you guys have. In the professional setting, though, it is huge. It is so helpful to know somebody's doing what you're doing. Been where you've been. Sit down, let me talk to you. So what you guys do here for a younger guy like me, if you will, younger. Not saying you're old, Kathy. You're beautiful. You're doing well, honey.
For someone your age.
But for someone my age, less than 10 years, this right here is something that I look to let me know how to do it the right way, if you will. Now, speaking of doing the right way, we're going to head down here to Mr. Carroll, Mike Carroll, and you are at Graham High School in what state is that?
Texas.
Texas, Graham High School. There he is. I should have known. Okay, and how did you ascend the ranks, if you will? You are on the BOC board, correct?
Correct. Again, it's a similar story to Kathy and to Tony. My father was a family practice doctor, and he was a delegate to the AMA, and I always remember him saying kind of the same thing that Kathy said, that, you know, if you're not willing to improve the situation and you're not willing to make things better, then don't complain about it. Just accept the way that it is. And my father always joked that he said he liked to complain a lot, so that's why he got involved. So
I love it.
I initially got involved in the greater Houston area on the GHATS Advisory Council, and one of our board chair, president, what was the title?
President.
Kathy was our president.
The person that would show up and do the job because nobody else would.
Kathy ended up being the president while I was on the advisory council and got to work with her there. And I already had an existing relationship because she was at Clearbrook High School and we played Clearbrook at my high school. And kind of transitioned into doing some SWATA committee work and became the SWATA secondary school chair. And at that point in time, got to be on the NATA secondary school committee with my man Tony down here, and to this day Tony is probably one of my best friends, and you know, we always say we're brothers from different mothers, and you know, we'll call each other about association stuff, but then we'll just call each other about,
hey, what's up, just,
you know, hey, how's it going, hadn't talked to you in a while. And then kind of I became SWATA president and have served on several NATA committees and had the opportunity to run for the BOC board as an AT director and won. So I'm in my first full year as AT director, and that's been really it's a very, very different board than other boards. But, at the BOC level right now, it's a very exciting time because we've got a lot of things going that will affect all certified athletic trainers, you know, not only that are in this room, but for years and years to come. So I really enjoy being involved, and, you know, to echo their sentiments, just the friendships that I've made with people that I've worked with, you know, like-minded and not like-minded, have just been, you know, really the payment that I've received.
Right. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're in this thing together. We may not always agree. We may not always see eye to eye. We may not always like each other. But we like what we do. We love what we do. And that's why we're here.
Yep.
And we're here for the athletes that we serve, the communities that we serve. So that cohesive unit that we are all in this together, can I be honest, can I be real? Because I think we need to. Who has the extra time? Who really wants to do more? Not everybody. But success and being an innovator and a leader, in my opinion, is uncommon. So you guys have done what's uncommon. So take me back to when you first signed up on your very first local group compared to now, the time commitment, the level of, you know, travel, whatever it may be. Tell me how that looks now, from where you started to where you are now, volunteering and serving.
Well, I, from my standpoint, being on the GHATS Advisory Council, we had meetings once.
And that's Greater Houston Area Trainer Society.
Athletic Trainer Society. We, every quarter, I can't even remember. It wasn't super time intensive. And,
right.
And our biggest responsibility was kind of running our student trainer workshop, and which happened in January of every year. And,
mm-hmm.
and as I've moved up, you know, you get more responsibility. It's more of a time commitment. Now being on the board for the BOC, there's a lot of time that goes into it, and I understand that everybody can't do that. They don't have the ability to do it. Their employer doesn't let them. I've been very lucky throughout the course of my career that my employers have always valued that I'm involved at this level, so I've never been
right.
very questioned with it. So,
side note, that helps a lot to have administration that understands what you're doing for the profession as a whole.
Understands and values
right.
what we do. It's a pretty significant time.
Certainly more now, but as with anything, the deeper or higher level you are,
right.
you're going to be
right.
a little more time involved.
But, you know, I've been able to make it work. I'm a little bit ADD, and I think I do better when I have a lot of things going on.
I understand that way too well.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was in college, my best GPAs were the semesters where I was traveling with teams, and because I had to focus, because I had so many things going at one time, I had to get it done. Whereas when I had less going on, I had more time to jack around.
I understand that way better than I should. Now, Kathy, how about you? You started in Houston.
I did.
Okay.
I started in Houston, and these guys, you know, obviously have a lot more responsibility than I'm a back row person now. You know, I'm in the back, but
your dues.
I have paid my dues. I just, you know, want to give, especially those that, you know, have a spouse and have kids.
Mm.
It's possible. You can do it, especially now, because
right.
we have technology. We have, you don't have to travel to the meeting.
Sure.
We have conference calls. You know, I'm blessed with a very understanding spouse of 32 years.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. Yeah, I'm going to keep him around.
Yes.
But, you know, when I was during the pinnacle of all of the going from GHAS to the State Association to serving on the Advisory Board of Texas, our kids were growing up. And that's probably why they turned out so well, is because their father was home helping with their homework. But it was very difficult because we didn't have the technology, obviously, that we have now.
Right.
But I want to make sure, because your question was, what do we do when you start 10 years out? How do you get involved? Well, you start out by finding something that you have a passion in. Every athletic trainer has a skill
yes.
that you can help. Maybe PR. It may yes. be government affairs. Okay?
Right.
And you may have, you know, two babies at home or two dogs, but there's so much that can be done during your downtime. And it may only take you an hour a week, may take you an hour a month, but these associations don't run by themselves.
Right.
Find something that you can help, and it will be a great outlet, and you will find, you will meet people among your state and across the nation, because the lost art of networking, we've got to find again.
The lost art of networking.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's not been a truer statement this morning, lost art of networking.
Yeah, let me jump in before Tony talks about his time commitment. You know, it's like Kathy said, you know, get involved at the lower level. You know, I mean, that was always the thing when I was the SWATA president. You know, I would have these people come up and say, well, I want to be involved. What committee can I be the chair of? Well, let's put you on a committee first before, you know, we start jumping in. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you need to get involved at the lower levels so that you understand how the association works and how the profession works. You know, if 25-year-old Mike Carroll had got stuck in the boardroom for the Board of Certification, I'd have been lost, and it'd have been bad for the profession.
Yeah.
It'd have been bad for the, you know, for credential holders. But now I feel like, based on my career, I can add something to those discussions.
Right, right.
I have one short story, and then
you're cutting off Tony. I mean, you got to answer to him, not me.
I have a short story. I'm going to tell you right quick.
All right, Tony,
go for it, Queen.
When I was serving as chair of the state association, secretary treasurer was Josh Woodall, and we needed a PR person, and he volunteered his wife Jamie.
He
said, Jamie would be really good at this. So I called up Jamie, and she said, sure.
Well, so Jamie, she was okay with it.
Jamie was looking for something to do. Well, that Jamie Woodall not only served as our first PR chair, I believe, put out an outstanding newsletter, SWATA stole her from me. She was a PR chair, and now she's the NATA chair of public relations. So here was an individual who had outstanding talents in public relations, looking for a place to volunteer after her husband voluntold her.
Voluntold, either way.
But I'm saying is there are individuals like that all over our associations, and we just need to find them.
Everybody's good at something.
I will yield to my esteemed colleague.
Now, Tony, where you started, your time commitment, and what that looks like now with your current position.
Tony's got a lot of free time this week.
Yeah, a lot of free time.
Tony, what have you been doing? I mean, just walking around, taking in, you know, the sights, a couple
naps,
of naps.
Yeah.
Naps, you know, just chilling, walk shorts, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't want to scare somebody. It was like Brother Mike was talking about. You just don't want to jump them in right into the deep end of the pool. I'm really big on analogies in my classroom because I think it helps to drive a connection and make a connection. When you get involved with an association, NATA, a district association like SWATA, a local association like GHAS, or to a completely different board like Board of Certification, you got to train yourself to get into it. I know there's a big emphasis, rightfully so, on work-life balance. You know, right. We have our work, we have our life, and there's almost a need for another hyphen association. And that's for those members that's, you know, I've watched some people, they stand, they're watching us, and maybe they're the ones that are dreaming, I'd like to help, I don't know how to help, I don't know what to do, I don't have the time. So it's really a lot like training for running a marathon, and as surprising as it is, this fat boy has run 3. But you can't go out and you can't go out and run 26 miles.
How do you eat an elephant? Well, first of all, you don't, but if you're going to try to eat an elephant, one bite at a time.
And so running a marathon, you got to start off small. You got to run, walk. You got to walk maybe more than you run. And so a lot, that same analogy holds true with association work. You start off small, and if it works for you and you can balance what's expected in the classroom or at your job and with your life and maintaining your hobbies, and you can do it, when you're ready, not if, but when you're ready to make that next step, then you feel comfortable. You got to know you want to do it, and you move on, and you've added more mileage to your training. And you get to a certain point, you're really good at it. It's time to add more to your plate.
Right.
Eventually, your plate's going to get filled up. And so instead of getting a bigger plate, and I think oftentimes members think, well, you know, I just couldn't do it because I didn't have the time. People have to accept if you volunteer and you keep moving up that chain because you want, you have to find it within yourself to make the time. So you have to start stacking stuff. And you keep training, you keep training, you keep adding. You get to a certain point. This being a director isn't the culmination of everything. It's just that's where I worked up. I've seen committee chairs and volunteers who have volunteered, and they're very comfortable with that, and they're very good at it.
Right.
And that's where their threshold is. And it doesn't mean that I'm better because I have a bright silver badge. That isn't the way I look at it. These people are working, walking into the exhibit hall. You look at that volunteer booth, those people that are doing registration. A good friend of mine came over from Tucson, Arizona, to work that volunteer booth.
Wow.
And that's what she does. And that's her contribution back to our association. She is just as important to the health and vitality of our association as any committee member, any committee chair, any board of director.
I love that. I love the fact that we see you guys, the hierarchy, if you will. Those that have worked their way up to the top in higher seated chairs or positions, and the lower guys on the totem pole. It's not really a totem pole, though. It's a pool, and we're all swimming in it. And you just happen to be a little bit deeper in, you got to swim a little harder. It's really you guys have put in the work. You're the ones that have put in the hours and the time to be where you are, just as in anything that we do. Now, in these hours and times, I see your friendship. I see you guys obviously get along well. Or maybe not that well.
We fake it well.
It depends on the day.
But what I want to do here is we can talk about the work because the work's going to be there. But one thing I want to talk about is the reason why you work. Because if you know your why, you can do anything in the world. If you know why you're doing what you're doing. I want to hear, maybe if you can, condense it. One of your favorite memories, funny, goofy, whatever. One of the things you think about, man, being a part of this board, this committee, along the way, that was good times. So I want to hear a story from each one of you as we close this thing out. We'll start off down here with Tony, and we'll bring it back to me.
So I get to start
off. Yeah.
Okay, one of those good stories about you're hanging out at the board, you're working on the board, or somebody forgot the sandwiches for the kids for the student trainer workshop, something good.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if there is this one.
There's so many. I'm going to reference back when I was treasurer, and Carrie Wood, who is my past director now, she was the director prior to me. She was our secretary. We're at our first district secretary treasurer's meeting in Dallas. You get a room full of 10 other districts and their secretary and treasurers, and you want to make a good first impression. And so you dress, you know, it was business casual dress, so it was really nice. You didn't have to wear a suit and tie. So I come in, and we're talking, we're introducing to myself, and Carrie had noticed that I had my shirt on inside out and back, you know. So basically,
Inside out shirt at a meeting?
Yeah, at a meeting, black. The tag was outside, and I'm a 30-year veteran working in the classroom,
I did that during an interview once.
See, there you go. And Carrie, she busted up laughing, and I can roll with it. I can roll with the punches. I rolled with the punches on Bourbon Street the other night.
Yes, sir.
So I got up, and it didn't rattle me, but I'll take the laughs. And I went out in the hallway and fixed my shirt, came back in. And so that's become the running joke. It does.
Is your shirt on the correct way right now?
The shirt is on the correct way. The tie is on the correct way. My pants are zipped up. I'm good to go for the day.
Because we're going to need you to look professional, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're going to need that to happen. Okay, Kathy, your shirt's taken care of. You would never do such a thing. I mean, so what's one of your favorite memories of serving? Funny, good, bad, and different? What do you got?
It was probably when I was on the State Association, and I think the room we were supposed to meet in our hotel was booked.
Oh, boy.
And
I know this story.
The only available place was the bar. We had a board meeting in a bar.
You had we
didn't partake. It was tempting.
Sure.
But it was kind of hard, you know, getting a quorum with all this liquor behind me.
Hey, guys, focus.
Yeah, it's hard to get that board focused.
Was it the fastest board meeting you've ever had?
It was. It was.
I wonder why.
I had to keep an eye on Carol. He was closest to the liquor.
Yeah? He's like, okay, next item. Let's keep it rolling.
We did.
I was guarding it.
He was guarding the liquor. Yeah.
We thank you for your service, Mike. That's very important. That's funny you say
that's
was the fastest
true story.
Meeting. Because I know sometimes on these boards and stuff, you can have some long-winded meetings.
Not
at a bar.
Not when the board chair
and
is
you
paying
can't
for,
drink until we're done.
The meetings go faster when the board chair is paying for a babysitter.
Bingo.
So
the board chair is having to cover that babysitter.
Since we're telling the story, I've got a lot of stories, but the first meeting that my esteemed colleague on my right had as the GHETS president, the gentleman who's probably here in the exhibit hall that was the president before her tend to be a little long-winded, and we had really long meetings. And the very first thing that she says in the first meeting that she's president is, I know that the meetings have been longer. I'm paying for a babysitter. We're going to get things done, and we're going to go home. I'm good with that.
Hey, that's it. You paid them for 2 hours, and you're going to not go any further than 2 hours. I'm surprised you didn't say, hey, guys, if we run over on time, I'm taking a dollar from each one of you. That's a good way to get a meeting going. So have it at a bar and tell them you can't drink till we're done, okay? Or
you got to pay for my babysitter.
Be the ever so gentle and loving Kathy Supak, who says, look, I've got a babysitter. I paid them 2 hours, and we're done in 2 hours.
That's right.
I'd like to – what's funny is I've heard both of these stories, I'm not from SWATA. I'm from Boise, Idaho, born and raised in Montana.
FWATA is what they call it out there. FWATA?
No.
He's in Nuwata.
Nuwata. I'm in
Northwest.
So we got Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana.
Okay.
And Brussels sprouts and potatoes. But I probably have craft beers.
Shout out to the Idaho Potato Bowl.
That's right. And the Blue Turf, I can honestly say I've probably been to as many, I've been to more SWATA meetings than others. And in large part because of these two and others. But, you know, I'm a guy from Idaho. I'm the potatoes to their steaks from Texas.
Bingo.
And I've heard these stories, and you go down, and I am the adopted brother from Idaho. I'm part of that family. And so I've heard these stories couple times, and they never get old.
Very nice.
I can go to a SWATA story, and I can hear a story from 1950 between Texas and Texas A&M, and I could probably, you know, continue the story on.
Yeah.
But it's great. One of my funniest stories involved Mike. The first time I met Mike, he said he was from Texas, and I made the mistake, and it's good that we're still friends.
This almost ruined it before it got started.
I made the near fatal mistake of asking if he was a Longhorn, and
negative Ghost Rider.
And so,
thank you. Yeah, we need a referee in the middle right now.
But
yeah.
Then he also asked if I was a University of Idaho alum, and it was like no.
So we were even.
We were even. So
doesn't it hurt? It hurts equally both ways. There,
it does. I mean, yeah. It does.
Okay. So, you guys, I sit here, I see this, I hear the stories. I'm sure there's a lot more we can't even talk about right now.
Absolutely.
But it's only because of one thing. You said, I'll help. I care about my profession. I care about my local. And this all started at your local and within your local association. You guys said, I'm in.
Yep.
Yeah. The work gets a lot easier when everybody does a little bit instead of one person having to do a lot. And all we're doing right now currently for the younger generation, the next wave, if you will, of athletic trainers – is we're going to – we create the environment we're in. We have that opportunity by doing what you guys did. And eventually you work your way up and you're BOC and you've been the Texas State Athletic Training President. And not that GHATS is no small feat by anybody I know personally. And then you're sitting over here and you're on the board for actual NATA.
Yes, sir.
And all it started with was being a hardworking athletic trainer that said, yeah, I'll help out on the local level.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to ask how many years it took in between that time, but we'll say a few. Just a few?
I want to say I went on to the GHATS Advisory Council in 94. 95, something like that. So we're now 23, 24 years later.
24 years later.
And how long for you?
She babysat Jesus.
Yeah.
She babysat Jesus. We're not talking about...
I taped the ankle of
Hey,
Moses.
Zeus, we're talking about like actual... Ooh.
First office was 1983.
Wow.
Anybody have a slide rule? We can do the math.
All 35. I know is... I was born in 86, just turned 32, so... Lord.
We're going to move on to Tony.
So I started before you were born. I started my first year at Boise State 33 years ago, so...
Man, you got me by a year.
So it's like a million years of experience up here.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, and the good thing, though, is, yeah, we've been doing this a long time, but there's a lot of great people that are young and involved already.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking out, and Kendall Goldberg is sitting on the couch there, and she was my coworker at Stephenville High School and got involved at the committee level, and she just got elected to the SWATA board. And Dr. Sam Scarnio is standing there, and she's real involved at the Corey Stringer Institute and doing great things for the profession. And Rob Huggins, who was on here before, young guy, also a UVA guy like me, also and at Corey Stringer. I mean, this is the future of our profession, and they're doing great things now that, you know, I don't know that I could have done at their age. So, I mean, the profession is in good hands. You know, right now we're on the tail end of our careers, and we're doing what we feel we need to do. But, you know, it's not one of those things where I look out and I go, oh, God almighty, when we get out, it's going to go to hell in a handbasket fast, because it's not.
No, it's not. It does look good. However, we need to make sure that in the society of, like I said, social media, and we can be friends without ever shaking hands in real life. Like, we don't know each other, but we know each other. This is important to reiterate, to remind people of, this is where it really happens. And doing what we do is important. Serving on these committees are important. Kathy, you had a thought?
I do. I get the privilege of working with Jeremy Jackson every day.
Now, let's talk about a volunteer.
I do. And,
you know?
And Jeremy has a unique situation, and he does the best with very little at Pasadena High School with the sports medicine broadcast. Shout out to Jeremy.
That's a man using his talents,
using
volunteering.
His talents, and I appreciate everything that Jeremy does for spreading the word of this broadcast, and to you, Robbie, as well. Thank you for having us on. I do appreciate
really
it.
Enjoyed
Good job,
it.
Jeremy.
We have enjoyed you guys being here. Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast lounge sponsored by Dragonfly Max. We are the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Today, Kathy, Michael, and Mr. Tony himself, the three best friends that anyone can have. Thank you guys for being here. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.